The speaker in this next clip identifies himself as coming from Denver, Colorado, and it is therefore perhaps not surprising, given that Denver is a strong university town, to hear a more general American sound as opposed to a regional dialect. So this sound clip contains features that you would expect to hear with general American. It is rhotic, the R is being articulated in all positions. You get the Y sound dropped in words like pursued, becoming pursued. And on the whole, you'll hear those general American vowel shifts as well. So, for example, something like Bath moving to Bath. So.
Leia was the infamous princess of the kingdom of Colchis. She was daughter to King Aetes, keeper of the Golden Fleece. Jason led his best men to help find the legendary fleece. Additional traps were set that hampered capture of the fleece. But Medea lusted after Jason and hurried to undo her father. She killed the serpent guarding the fleece and murdered her brother, hurling his dismembered corpse into the sea. Aetes pursued Medea and Jason, gathering up his son's remains. After the Argo returned to Iolcus, Jason was aghast to learn of his father's passing. His uncle, Peleus, was now in office, blocking Jason's right to the throne of Iolcus. Medea promised the daughters of Peleus that her sorcery would restore his youthfulness. They should have looked as Medea cooked up her revenge. Meanwhile, Jason grew fretful at his futile exclusion and so wooed a new bride. A tearful Medea feared she was no longer a peer in Jason's plan. Jason did not care that Medea would not be spared punishment. Cruel Medea was sure to find a cure and lure Jason into her plot. Medea savored her base plan as her children played safely. Coiled with rage, her anger boiled as she poisoned her rival. The poison crown about Glauce's head made her shout aloud. The sight of Jason's wife as she cried out in her plight was terrifying. Goaded by Jason's loathing, Medea strove to oppose her betrayal. Medea was a destroyer. Jason had sired her children, but his betrayal fired her revenge. In the final hours, Medea cowered at the sour turn of fate. There was no fairer pair of boys than her son for whom she cared. Her heart beat slower as Medea lowered the dagger. How homeless Medea hated the betrayal of her husband Jason. Her thoughtless thirst for revenge threatened her children's lives. Sailing and searching for the fleece was exciting but exhausting. Love and lust are the linchpins of legendary tales. Rarely do mothers wreak such bloody revenge upon their former lovers. This bitter battle was not fitting or fought fairly. It is not what you think. It's not the first time. You waste yourself. I've seen it often. The way you will let your tongue run away with you in a low profile. Meek words, acceptance of the status quo would have been the way to keep your home. Your words don't worry me, Medea. Sticks and stones? The straw and chaff. The words of your curses. Call me every vile thing that creeps, I don't care, but Creon is the king. You rant at him. Are you crazy? Count yourself lucky, exiles all the punishment far proposed. You make it hard for me. I've always done my best to calm him down, persuade him you stay. I could have crept back to you in secret, would have, but you can't keep it zipped. You will talk treason. Court your own banishment. My name is Cameron. I'm from just south of Denver, Colorado. And I went to school in Boulder. My father is has heritage from Germany and my mother from Wales. And I consider my accent to be just middle American, middle ground. Boulder, Colorado is a college town, so there's a lot of kids from both the West Coast of the United States, mostly California and the East Coast, from New York, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Maine, all of those. So there's a lot of colloquialisms and different patterns of speech, but I don't think it's influenced me enough that there's something too specific. It's more straight down the line. There's just a few things that are a bit softer with Colorado. Outside, you would call the state Colorado, but since I live there, I call it Colorado. And yeah, just small examples like that, nothing that would make it too specific. But the states around Colorado, including Wyoming, Nevada, Nebraska, seem to speak pretty similar to the way I do as well.